I'm sorry. I'll call again and I'll look at the meter.
Hi, this is Rick in the Webster, NX2O, wondering how you copy.
I'm reading you 30 to 35 over.
All right, very good, John. Good to talk to you. Have a great night, and we'll be listening, NX2O.
Okay, you were up to 40 there, so you're making the trip. This is AC2RL, standard by.
You're both going about 30 over here. This is K2LKK.
You're booming in here, and yet my meter says only S5, so S2, up to S2, and I don't understand that at all.
They're all relatives. Years ago there was a standard for how many millivolts that the antenna was S9, but not everybody follows that. And it also depends on your antenna, so just use it as a relative measure. That's all I can say. AC2RL.
Yeah, but it's acting strange. It goes right up to S3 and stops right there, and then drops off. Now, see, when I am talking in here, it's S9. The meter's reading S9.
Well, you're 40 over here, so you're certainly coming in well for although it's a short trip.
Incidentally, I haven't figured out. I wrote down PFA and page 54 and 204 and 5 watts. I wrote down that this afternoon, but I went to that page and I'll be damned if I've been able to figure that out either.
Agree that it's not a very good manual. Hi.
Amen.
K2ZX N4H2G.
Yeah, N4A2G, we got you about 20 over here up at the log cable. We'll put you in the log on that logger here.
All right, Joe, thanks.
KA2ISM.
Good evening, Larry. How are you?
Good. Still up in the Adirondacks, but thought I'd check in.
You got a nice signal, 10 over 9, Larry. How's your noise level up there?
Not too bad. Only about a 5 or so for noise. Usually I've got higher noise level at home.
Yeah, you're 20 over on the last one. We got about an S5 here as well, so the noise isn't bad.
Very good. How's the crowd tonight?
Pretty darn big, man. There's a lot of cars here.
I gotta come out there one night. Maybe next week.
Yeah, we got obviously this table set up, and we got some FT8 running on the other side.
Very good. Well, I'll be here. KA2ISM.
Good to have the webmaster aboard, K2ZX. Anybody else for the pre-net before we get started? We'll be getting started here in about 3 minutes. K2ZX.
Come back, Julie's making quesadillas upstairs. I can smell them cooking, so I probably am going to be dropping out before long. This is K2LKK.
Very good. Got to have them Coswaldelias for sure.
KD2BAA for the Rock City Net.
KD2BHH.
Kilo Delta 2 Victor Alpha Hotel.
Yeah, got it that time. KD2 Victor Alpha Hotel. You're number 16. Welcome aboard. Good signal.
Thanks. I'm just going to ride along for a little bit. First time on this net.
Yeah, very good. Well, we're here every Wednesday. Normally start at 7:30, but we're up at the Log Cabin Car Show where the Rock City at Hamfest will be on August 28th. We've been up here for the last few weeks. We got two more weeks to go, and then August 28th will be the Hamfest. So we're just up here at the car show. A lot of people up here and just having fun here setting up. We got a dipole up in the tree, an 80-meter dipole. We got a 40-meter dipole up there and an end fence. So just playing the net from the location of the Hamfest.
Down here. I'm down in Poughkeepsie.
Oh, you're in Virginia?
No, Poughkeepsie, New York.
Oh, Poughkeepsie, okay. All right, real good. You guys gonna head up to the Rock City Net Hamfest?
I didn't actually even hear about it. I'm gonna have to talk to the club.
Yeah, take a look at our Facebook page. We also have a website. Just all you gotta do is Google one word, Rock, R-O-C, City, Net, Hamfest, and then it'll go to that. You'll see what it's all about. It's free admission, and it's pretty big. You'll see how big it was. And we didn't have it last year because of COVID, but we had it in 19. It was a pretty good one.
I thank you for the invitation. I certainly will look it up.
Hopefully they won't slap masks on our face by then.
Hopefully we won't have the same man in charge by then.
Anybody else or the pre-net for the Rock City Net? Call K2ZS. W1YX. Is that Brad? Wow. Long time no talk to you, Brad. How you doing? We're right along the tree line here. You'll see us. We got two tables set up. Yes, sir. North side. Yep.
K2ZX, KA2CGB.
KA2CGB. Brian, did you get my email?
I haven't seen it. If it was in the last 10, 15 minutes, but otherwise negative. Sorry.
Yeah, Bill, KD2SER, wants to buy the 18-foot aluminum mast.
Okay, very good. I'll look forward to seeing that. Very good. Yeah. I'm happy that people are seeing that, and I'm just checking in tonight. We're gonna have supper here in a minute. Gonna try and get out there next week for join all of you and enjoy a long time and set. But I want to check in for the numbers, and that's about it for now.
Yeah, very good, Brian. You're 20 over up here. Sounds good. And nice signal up here. We'll put you in as an in and out. We appreciate you coming by. I'm glad you stopped by so we can get that mask taken care of. So I will give Bill your email address and you guys can converse through there.
Sounds like a plan. Okay. KA2CGB. I'll be back.
Well, Well, it is 7 o'clock. I'm going to call up a little early here, guys, because people start getting out of here in about a half hour. So this is the 75-meter portion of the Rock City net. We are operating from the location of the 2021 Rock City Net Hamfested Matson in New York at the Log Cabin Restaurant. Tonight is the, every Wednesday night is a car show here, and we got an 80-meter dipole up in the train. And we'll be here for another couple of weeks up to the Hamfest. So we got a bunch of early check-ins. We got W3MJH, K2ZX myself, W2LB, K2RCR, W5DIL, K5JSG, KD2TBI. Those are all people that are here. And then we had NX2O, K2LKK, K2SKO, W2VWS, AC2RL, N4A2G, KA2ISM, KD2VAH, W1YX, Brad is on his way, and KA2CGB. Any other check-ins for the Rock City Net 75-meter portion, call K2ZX. I forgot Harry. No, I got Harry at number 8. KA2ENI, we got you at number 8. Any other check-ins, call K2ZX. So, hearing none, I guess we'll skip all the people that are down here now. And, and then we got, first up on the list, we got KA2ENI. Got some scenery here, Harry. Just a little distraction. Go ahead.
Okay, K2ZX in the net, KA2ENE. Your signal has actually fallen off a little bit now, just as you started the net, but I got you, you're above the noise floor, but you were doing substantially better, so a little bit of a shift going on. Beautiful day out there today. Got about 5.5 miles in on the walk, and it was very nice. We worked a little 6 meters a little while ago, and the band is hopping. There's a lot of strong signals, but to show you how much the band moves around, I was watching a signal from EM69, all right, and over a period of just a few minutes, I watched his signals go from a plus 18 to not there at all for several cycles, down to a minus 3, and right back up to a plus 20. So the band is definitely moving, or he was doing something at his end of the equation. We're operating on the AOWA, that's the assortment of wires antenna tonight. With that, let's throw it back to Net. K2ZX, K3NE.
Yeah, very good, Harry. Good to hear you aboard this evening, and we got you about 10 over, 15 over here at the log cabin up there. Good to hear you. And some weird propagation on 6 meters for sure. All right, we'll break with you, Harry, and it's over to Rick, NX2O. Anything exciting going on radio-wise with you as late, Rick? Any good DS contacts? Go ahead.
No, I wish I could say there were, but the bands have been pretty crappy for me, so I'll just give you the station rundown in case somebody wants to know. Running an Astron 35-amp power supply, linear. The rig is an ICOP 7300. The antenna tuner is an LDG 1000 Pro 2. That goes into a dial meter, CN801, and it all runs an AL80B amplifier into an NFET half wave up around 40 foot, doing about 600 watts here. So that's it for all I got. Just remember to vote Republican unless you want to go county. Back to Net, NX2O.
Very good, Rick. I like that. That's good. And good to have you aboard. You were 30 over on that last transmission, so nice signal into the log cabin this evening. Good to have you aboard. We'll break with Rick, and we'll get, I guess, Lou, I don't know if you're still there. I think he might be eating his quesadillas. You still there, Lou?
Yeah, she hasn't called supper yet. I'm still here. And the station here is a bit simpler than what Rick is running there. I've got a Kenwood TF-590S, actually 590SG, running off from an Astron RS-50 supply, running into a MFJ auto tuner, going into one of the
Alpha Delta DX LD plus short dipoles up at about 25 feet. That's the whole station here. Not sure if I'm going to make it to the AMFEST. Kind of on the fence about it at this point. But sure sounds like you guys are having a ball out there. And I remember those Italian sausages that I got the year that I did go there. This is K2LKK, back to that.
Yeah, you sound real good, Lou. You're 20 over. You sound excellent. You sound probably better here than you do at my house, but there might be something in between us there. But you sound really good here, and we appreciate you coming by. And hopefully you can get, we'll try to find you a ride up here, man, somehow. I'd come and get you, but I'm going to be over here Friday setting up, and I'll be sleeping overnight. I just got a call from another gentleman coming in from Lockport, and he wanted to know about where to put the RV, and I just missed the follow sign. So I think we're going to have a lot of overnighters here on Friday, and we're going to have a dinner Friday night, the night before the Hamfest at 7 o'clock inside the restaurant here. And I think the owner's going to do is he's going to open up the party room for us where the VE testing will be for all the Hamfest dinner there. So kind of have our own little party going on in the party room. So hopefully you guys can make it out Friday evening at 7 here at the log cabin, pre-net Hamfest dinner. Break with Lou, and we'll pick up K2SKO. Cliff, good evening. K2SKO, it's your turn. K2SKO, go ahead, sir.
K2SKO, you're up to the net. K2NE.
We'll come back for Cliff here in a second. Dennis, W2DWS, with a nice signal over here at the Madison. Good evening. Very good, Dennis. Good to have you aboard. I caught most of that, but you're a little down in the noise level here. But we appreciate you coming by and saying hello. And I'm sure we'll talk to you real soon. We'll break with Dennis, and it's over to John, ACQRL. Good evening, John. And the amp is sounding good over here.
Good evening, Joe and the net. You're certainly getting out well on that wire antenna you got there. Since we're talking about our rigs, I'm on a Kenwood TS-590S, and I got an Americron AL-80B. Looks like I'm doing about 500 or 600 watts, and that's feeding a 10-tech tuner through ladder line up to an 80-meter full wavelength loop about 50 feet up in the trees around my house. Haven't been doing a whole lot of radio. Doing some woodworking in the shop this week. I am looking forward. I'm hoping to get a power cable run from the battery into the cabin on my car to get my mobile rig together. Hoping to do that this week. But that's about it for me. So looking forward to the Hamfest. Back to net, K2ZX on the net. This is John, AC2RL.
Yeah, it sounds great, John. Very good. Good to have you aboard. Nice signal. And we appreciate you coming by this evening and saying hello and checking into the net this evening. And I know I'll see you at the Hamfest here up at the log cabin on the 28th. All right, we'll break with John. N4ATUG. Good evening.
You're welcome.
And you're up next, Rich.
Gotcha, Joe.
Yeah, it's funny, I can hear you in Pennsylvania and locally about equally the same. That's funny how the bands work so well for such a long distance like that. That's what we love about ham radio. Nothing going on here in Naples. I'm just sitting here in Naples, but we'll definitely talk to you next week, and we'll eyeball you in person at the Ham Fest. And for HUG, back to net.
Yeah, very good, Rick. You're 20 over here up at the log cabin this evening. Nice signal. Sounding good, and we appreciate you coming by and saying hello.
We'll break with you and Larry, KA2ISM. Larry's up in the Adirondacks. Hey, Larry, good evening.
Evening, Joe, and everyone at the net, and everyone there at the log cabin. I'll be back next week, and hopefully maybe I can join you before one of those Wednesday nights before the Ham Fest. Not much going on up here, and not getting much radio work. I've been working on other projects, spent the day staining a deck, which doesn't look like a bad job. You just put the stain on the deck, but maybe I'm getting old. It just really knocks the tar out of me. Anyway, so with that, I'm just sitting back here enjoying all the conversations from the net. I'll turn it back to you, and hope to see everybody in person at the net, at the Ham Fest. KA2ISM, back to that.
Yeah, very good. Larry, you're 30 over here, Larry, on that last one. So just bombing in here, man. Real good signal. And the people are flying out of here. It's pretty quick. But very good to have you aboard, and thanks for doing the website for the Rock City Net Ham Fest again. Appreciate it. All right, we'll break with KA2ISM. Before we pick up KA2VAH, are there any other seconds for the Rock City Net? Call KA2ZX.
K2ZX, K2SRF.
K2ZX, W2DAS.
We got K2SRF, Steve in Ontario, and W2DAS. Don, good evening. All right, back up to the list we go, and we're going to pick up KD2VH, or VAH. I keep putting that H in there. But welcome aboard, go ahead and make a transition. Good evening.
How you doing? You were just coming in here blasting over, and then you kind of backed out a little bit. But I was just checking out the website. Looks like a fun time up there. So hopefully I get to make it up there. Hope you all are having a good time up there tonight. And we are following along with you for a while. KD2VAH, on the side.
Yeah, very good, Jim. 10 over up here at Masson in New York. And so you took a look at the Rock City Net Ham Fest website, correct?
Yeah, and they look good. I mean, I'm actually getting directions now. So give me an idea how long it takes to get up there.
Probably, I'd say maybe an hour and a half at the most, but Poughkeepsie, man, probably a couple hours, but, you know, that'd be good to see you guys, you know, let everybody in that area know. We've gotten word out on social media. I don't know how many clubs I shared it to, but I probably missed that one, but I think I shared to 65 groups around the area. But we got people coming all over the Northeast and so forth, and it should be a good one. Hopefully, we'll see you guys from Poughkeepsie. I'll break with Jim, and next up was Brian. He was in and out, so it's K2SRF, Steve in Ontario. About W2DAS.
Okay, K2ZX in the net, W2DAS. Well, I just tuned in here a few minutes ago. It looks like you have good weather tonight for the net out there at the log cabin. So we definitely plan on attending the Ham Fest in a few weeks. So, okay, not too much going on. We had a new washing machine delivered this morning, and then we went out and brought some new blinds for the house. So we're just making some home improvements.
Not too much to report, so I'm going to
turn it back to now. This is W2DAS.
25 over, John. Nice signal. And I, too, had work done today. I had a new garage door opener put in. I do a lot of stuff myself, but I don't mess with garage door openers. I'd still be out there trying to put it in, I'm sure. And throwing tools and everything else. So we had Feluca come down and put us a nice new one. It was 20 years old, so it was time for another one. But looking forward to some years use out of that one. Good to have you aboard. We're at the bottom of the list. You got any other check-ins or rechecks for the net? Call K2ZX. Someone just started their car up and reamed it just when you gave your call sign. What's the call sign again?
Whisper 2, November Tango.
Is it Whiskey 2, November Tango?
November Whiskey Tango, W2NWT,
hi Joe. Ah, it's Norm, W2NWT. How you doing, Norm? You sound great up here, man. You got about a 20 over signal up here.
Yeah, very good, very good. I have to get my antenna up a little higher. I'm not receiving you that well. I'm receiving you about S9, maybe a little bit higher. So, we're doing pretty well down here, guys.
Yeah, very good, Norm. Well, you're sounding good up here at the log cabin, and we appreciate you coming by and saying hello, and keep up the good work on the Rag Chew net there, which is every Tuesday on Timmy's repeater, 44485, Tuesdays at 7:30, and Norm is net control along with Tim. Thanks for coming aboard, Norm. We'll break with Norm, and we'll see if there's anybody else, any other check-ins or rechecks. Call K2ZX. Check-ins or rechecks for the Rock City Net 75-meter portion. Call K2ZX. Well, that was a quick one, guys, but I do appreciate all 21 stations coming in and saying hello this evening. We had a lot of them. I think half of them are here, so... But don't forget to join the Rock City Night 2-meter edition on 14511 at 7:30 on the Bristol machine. And we appreciate everybody coming by this evening and saying hello. And don't forget to put the August 28th on your schedule. We'll be back up here for two more weeks and then back to normal nets from the home QTH after the 28th. So with that, 7-3 to all. And we'll talk to you guys soon. K2ZX.
Okay, Joe, I missed you for some reason. K2SRF.
Dave, you're burying my needle because I know you're up here, but K2SRF, go ahead and make a transition, Steve. How are you?
Yeah, we're good. I don't know yet. I didn't hear you call my call letters there for some reason. Yeah, I'm glad to see you're set up down there. Looks like it's going to be a real good location at the end of the month.
Well, if we can top 2019, that would be kind of nice. And I think we're going to. I got a feeling we're going to go ahead and get that good ham fest in. So as long as they better not do that mask thing, that's all. But I don't think they'll make us wear them outside. You know, I mean, even if they do something, but I don't know, we'll have to see. But 20 over, Steve, nice signal.
Okay, Joe, take care. Stay to SRF.
AC2VE, make a transition, Dave. Where are you? Yeah, I just wanted to start it early because everyone leaves here. You know, we'd be here. Everyone's usually gone by 8, so I started at 7. I hope you're enjoying yourself, Dave. You get a lot of lookers at the Tesla there? I got you. Very good. We'll enjoy the rest of your stay up here, and I just killed a mosquito. We'll catch you later. K2ZX. Seven 7-3, you guys. This is K2ZX live at the Log Cabin Restaurant in Massillon, New York.